serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you saved me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch was what I long for. You have given life to me.
Again tonight, I appreciate the good songs. Remember that longing that you had in your soul before you were saved to find the Lord, that longing for His grace, for His peace. I sure do remember that. I'm thankful for the night He touched me and made me whole. I have a longing in my heart now to see Him and to be with Him. And I know that the way that we pass through this life, that it won't be long for any of us that are saved until we'll see the Lord. Bible says our life is a vapor. And as Brother Tyler begins his ministry here tonight, I don't know how many years that he may preach. It may turn out that by earthly standards, he may have what we would call a long ministry. But realistically, everything we do here on this earth is short. We just live short lives. Our life is just a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. And I pray that however long that his time on the earth is, that he'll always be found preaching the gospel, serving the Lord, and following the Lord in everything that he would have him to do. Tyler is a member of our church here, and we're thankful for him. The day that he joined the church was a great blessing. The day that I had the privilege to baptize him into the fellowship of the church was a great blessing for me. And I want you to pray for him tonight as he comes. He's a great, big, strong young man. He sure is. But tonight, as he stands before us, he needs the help of the Lord. The night that I spoke about to you a few moments ago, the night that I brought my first sermon there in Indianapolis, Indiana, at Southside Missionary Baptist Church, I was very nervous. I was leaning heavily upon the Lord. I took the stand. I got up, said a few things, read my text, and preached the things that I felt the Lord would have me to say. It lasted about 5 minutes. And actually, I think people like me better then, to be honest with you. But And I don't say that to tell Brother Tyler tonight that he needs to only preach 5 minutes. I don't mean that that way at all. But I do want to tell him that all that God will require of him is to stand up here and deliver to us the things that he impressed him with. And when the Lord's finished with him, that'll be fine. And time doesn't really matter. And so, it's a great privilege tonight, and I consider it a great blessing to present to you Brother Tyler Rossi here this night at Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church to bring his first sermon. And you please pray for him and give him your attention, Brother Tyler.
If y'all don't care, I'd appreciate it if you turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 6. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" He saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. This week I've been studying the book of Mark quite a bit, a little bit at work and a little here and there. And one of the things that really impressed upon me that has really made an impact, there's a lot of things that have danced through my mind all week about what I was going to get up here and say and you know, what kind of message I was going to bring. As I read through the book of Mark, I thought about all the miracles that I read about. I thought about the lessons that Jesus taught people. And but the thing that impacted me the most, maybe probably didn't hit me till about Friday, was how the Lord provides for us. Yeah. And I can't comprehend how anybody can take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feed 5,000 people. That is a provider. My father, he sits over there. Man put a roof over my head, clothes on my back, and he put a lot of food on my table. But he can't provide for me like the Lord has, and I'm not putting him down in any way. But I just want you to keep in mind as I go through and I talk, and I'm going to read a couple more verses from different areas. I want you to think about all the things that the Lord is, but keep in mind that he is the ultimate provider. I'm going to move up a little bit to chapter 8. Uh, I'm going to read starting at verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and he besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Only the Lord can provide sight to a blind man, can take loaves of bread and feed 5,000. I find it awful funny that everything I've read through here so far, there's always been a plan that has been provided for everybody. I read earlier in Exodus when the Lord spoke to Moses about leading his people out of Egypt. He provided them with a plan, and he gave him a way to do this. You know, when he went and spoke to Pharaoh and he laughed at him, he provided plagues upon the whole country, and he proved a point right then and there that you know, this is not a joke, that if he says it, it's going to happen. If you think about all the people in your lives that are provided for you, you know, a lot of people think about their parents and their grandparents, you know, friends and family. You know, some people foster parents, some people step parents, some people just maybe a legal guardian. But if you think about all the things the Lord has provided for you, what's the very next breath you take? It's not guaranteed. It's provided to us by Him. And I think that's something very special. You know, the fact that He provides all these things to us, it's really hard to stand up here and talk about. You know, we're not guaranteed any of these things, and He just provides it for us. You know, sometimes we have to ask for it, and sometimes He just gives it to us because He knows we need it. I've seen a lot of things throughout my life where things be hard on me or hard on a family member, hard on a friend. And every time I've seen them look to the Lord, He's provided a way out of the suffering. You know, when I was reading in Exodus, Moses had asked the Lord, he said, who am I to go in there and tell them that I'm going to lead them out? You know, that I serve, you know, their God. And he told them, you know, to take his staff and cast it upon the ground, and it became a serpent before him. You know, that is evidence. He provided evidence to support him in what he was doing there. And I just want to say how thankful I am that everything has been provided to me by the Lord the way he's done it. I hope everybody leaves here today, you know, thankful that he is our provider and that no one else, you know, can do for us the things that he's done. And, you know, if you're here, if you've been here at Fairview Memorial for some time, and if you've ever really spent more than one or two sermons here, I'm sure you know that he's provided a plan of salvation for us that couldn't nobody else provide. And we should all be thankful for that. I guess that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Amen. Told us the truth, didn't he? My God shall supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Appreciate the good message. I'd like to ask Brother Strode to get a song ready. I'd like to ask everyone to stand while we sing. I want to ask you all to come up, shake hands with Brother Tyler, let him know by this that we appreciate the stand that he took tonight. He took a stand for the Lord.
Amen.
And I want us to also, in this, when we come up and shake hands, to let him know that we're going to be praying for his ministry and pray that God will help him and bless him in his studies and help him to grow. And I love Brother Tyler. I love him, and I'm thankful for what I heard tonight. So let's stand and let's sing. Brother Tyler, if you would come out.
Number 44. Here. Number 44.
Shake hands with you. And
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard